Hi, Sophie.
Hi, Hannah. How are you?
I'm not bad, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm really good, thanks. So have you been up to anything fun recently?
I've been getting over being ill.
Yes.
How about you? Did you fall ill over the weird, crazy weather period?
I did. I got ill about 2 to 3 weeks ago.
Right.
So I think I kind of preceded your illness, if that makes sense.
Did you?
Yeah.
So what have you been up to?
So I've been doing a lot of horsey things recently, actually.
Did you say horsey things?
Horsey things, yeah. So I love horses and horse riding. And so at the weekend, I went to what's called a Liberty kind of performance.
What's a Liberty performance?
So the woman was kind of dancing with her horses.
What? This sounds amazing. I've never heard of this before. Is this like a normal thing?
Oh, I feel like it's becoming more normal. It's beautiful. So it's just such a connection between the woman and her horse.
I feel like you're making this up.
There's no kind of equipment. So the horse is completely free and they're kind of dancing.
Right.
So the horse might circle her or rear up or sit down. And yeah, it's beautiful. I'll send you a video later.
I was just going to say, like, can I find a video of this somewhere online?
Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah. So I'm very inspired by that.
Wow. It sounds amazing.
Yeah. So that's how I spend my weekends.
Wow.
Horsing around. How about you?
I went to a music festival last weekend. My friends have this kind of, it's like a floating venue. It's a boat.
Love that.
It's called the Arts Barge.
Yeah.
Which is obviously the perfect name for it.
And it's a barge canal boat.
Yeah, it's a canal boat, a barge, as they're known. And they do, like every summer, they do kind of music festivals on there and gigs and things.
Wow.
So they did a weekend festival, which was great. So I bought a weekend ticket, but I only saw one band on the Saturday night, which was my friend's band. But I really wanted to see, they were amazing. And then I went back on the Sunday afternoon and spent about 4 hours there seeing a few different acts, two of whom I knew already, but the other two I didn't know. So that was great.
Okay, so now I'm struggling to kind of see how this works. So are you on the boat or is the boat...
Yes. Yeah, so the boat is like sort of permanently moored.
Yes.
So it's not floating around on the river. It's like attached to the riverside.
Yeah.
So there's some steps to get on there. I say steps, they're like a gangplank ladder thing.
Yes.
And the boat is always there. It doesn't travel around. It can, but it isn't at the moment. So you go down to the area where it's moored, and then everyone's kind of sitting around on the top deck drinking and chatting. And then you go down the steps inside, and then in the bottom of the boat, inside the boat, that's where all the music is played.
But they're not big, though, those barge boats, are they?
They're not that big, but it's a... Oh, what is it called? I don't remember, but it's not a narrow boat.
Okay.
It's a barge. So it is a bit wider than a normal canal boat.
Yeah.
So when you're down there, it feels like a kind of a nice small venue, but it's not like very cramped.
I love that. Wow.
It's really nice.
And so how many kind of... What capacity would it take?
Oh, I don't know. I want to say 100, but it's probably... 80 people, maybe.
That's brilliant.
I could be completely wrong, but I feel like maybe 80 people, or maybe that's a ridiculous thing to say. Maybe 60 to 80.
It's really hard, isn't it, to judge numbers?
I know,
of people.
I'm really bad at estimating. I'm like, I don't know, maybe 5 people, maybe a million. I'm not sure. So yeah.
And what genre of music are they?
It was all kinds of different stuff. It was there was some kind of experimental stuff that I wasn't so fond of. The best thing I saw was someone that I already know, and he plays the cello.
Oh, yeah.
But he uses a looping pedal.
Yeah.
And he uses the cello in all these different ways that I've never heard before. And he creates these incredible songs and soundscapes, and he sings. His name is Felipe, I can't remember his last name, Masumi? I can't remember. He's a Brazilian guy that I know.
Does he play on classical? Does he kind of combine it with classical vibes?
Yes, it's like it's Brazilian classical, but it's also kind of slightly folky in a way. It's really interesting. He's fantastic. I wish I could remember his last name fully to tell you. I just know him through the pub that I go to all the time.
Okay.
And he's amazing. Yeah, really. He always busks around York as well. So if you ever come to York and you see a cellist busking from Brazil, it's him. But that does, the music thing actually brings us on to our topic for today.
Yes.
Which is an article, again, a BBC article talking about AI music, asking the question, can you recognize if music is AI or not? Did you know, I mean, obviously you've read this article now, did you know that AI music was a thing?
I did, because I think it's kind of fed out there at the minute, isn't it? Of kind of artists aren't happy, basically.
Right.
And I recently kind of listened to a lot of different music, and I don't really remember artists or songs. I'm that person. Right. I think we talked about that before.
Do you listen to like playlists more?
Yes,
kind of
so I'll just whack a playlist on. And
right.
And yeah, recently I was listening to something on YouTube and I just loved it, but it was all covers.
Right.
And then after a while, I think I kind of realised, I think this is all AI.
Oh, man.
And then I felt really bad afterwards.
And
it's sad because I'm like, I loved it. But actually then I had to kind of stop listening because, I don't know, I think it's sad if we kind of arrive at a point where we are listening to that kind of music or prioritising that kind of music. I think you kind of have to show support to the artists that put so much time and effort into their kind of music. And it will be really sad if AI takes this as well.
Yeah. So what you're saying, I guess, is that you're not a fan of AI music.
Well, I actually loved the music.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's interesting. So you actually were enjoying the music until you found out it was AI.
Yeah. I loved the music. I thought this was brilliant. I'm just not a fan of AI.
So why, can you tell us why not?
Oh, I'm like an old soul.
Right.
I belong, 50 years ago. I just find it quite sad what kind of AI is doing to the world, and I think it's kind of creating a lot of disconnect within the world, and I don't know, it's a weird stance, isn't it? I suppose, I did immediately stop listening to that music because of kind of, I'm very anti-AI.
Yeah.
But I could recognise covers, but I'm not sure if I could recognise an original song, which I think this article was perhaps referring to a little bit more about original artists.
Yeah, it was sort of saying, first of all, it was saying like, how can you tell if the music you're listening to is AI? And I've come across it before where I've heard something and I've thought, oh, this is interesting. Who's this band? Mm. And I look them up and there is no information about them.
Wow.
And they've released a lot of music within the last year.
Yeah.
But there's nothing about them online at all. And I start to think, is this a real band? And then, of course, you think, is this AI?
Yes.
And, in some ways I want, it would be nice to have a discussion about that, a sort of a debate about it. But honestly, I'm on the same side as you. I immediately stop listening if I think it's AI.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
And so, why do you kind of feel that way as well?
Because to me, even if it sounds good, it's kind of made of nothing.
Mm.
What AI is made of is stolen work.
Yeah.
It's like a copy of human emotion, a copy of human artistic ability.
Mm.
It's been trained on everyone else's work. And it's like a sort of, it just spits out this, it doesn't understand what it's making.
Yeah.
It didn't go through any creative process to do it. I'm a musician, so I make music.
Yeah.
And we don't always end up putting the music out that we make, but we love creating it. The point is the creation of the music. The point isn't necessarily the finished product.
Mm.
So, AI is all about the finished product with none of the creative process.
Mm.
But the creative process, in my opinion, is key to the finished product. If there's no creative process, then what is the finished product?
Mm. And the expression and the meaning behind it is often drawn upon real experience, isn't it?
Exactly. And what real experience does AI have apart from everything it's copied from everything else?
Mm.
It's giving you a final thing, but there's nothing behind that. There's no meaning, there's no emotion, there's no experience.
Mm.
It's an empty thing that you're getting. It's an empty product. And it's taking money away from real artists.
Yeah.
AI music wouldn't exist without artists, real musicians, real artists.
Yeah.
It can't make its own music. It's stealing from other people.
So could you recognize an AI song? I suppose you didn't know that music was AI before you then looked at the band?
I had a suspicion because I was listening to it and I was like, this is quite interesting, but it's kind of similar. And the songs at the time weren't very long.
Mm.
And I think it's because AI can't generate long enough songs without there being some kind of issue or something. I don't know.
Okay. Give it time.
Yeah, I know. And it will, obviously, it will improve. It will get better. A friend of mine sent me a song and it sounded like a song from the 50s, but it had all these like funny, rude words. The lyrics were quite cheeky and rude.
Mm.
And I was like, this is either a modern band with a very clever 50s sound, or it's AI.
Yeah.
And I looked it up, and of course it was AI. And I said to her, this is AI. And she said, oh, well, I didn't realize, I don't care. And I was like, well, I do. Please don't send me AI stuff.
Yeah.
I know you didn't know, but in future, please don't send me AI stuff. But people, it's so easy to get taken in by it.
And this is the kind of the line, isn't it? I suppose you're going to have people that don't care, and then people that do, and it's I suppose it's kind of, it will be an ongoing argument, I guess.
It will, and I think, you know, artists and musicians are saying, please don't use this, please don't do this. Mm. We have to listen to them. I think AI in medicine, amazing.
Yes,
that's the only use of AI that I'm happy with.
Are you quite anti-AI as well?
Yeah, very much so. In artistic spaces, yes. Mm. But I did, just to leave on a positive note, I did want to mention something I saw recently that everyone was commenting under it. Oh, AI could never do this. AI could never dream of this. And so I wanted to share it as an example of great art.
Yeah.
I don't know if, have you heard of this? It's a music video, but it's two videos in one video, two songs in one video.
Okay.
By a French guy called Generation.
No.
Please go away. Do you know what? I will ask for the link to be put in the podcast as well.
Okay, amazing.
It's two videos. Bear in mind, there's Storm 1 and Storm 2 in this video. Storm 1 is quite shocking. It's teenage boys doing things like doing drugs and being crazy at school. It's quite a shocking video. And the song is pretty good. But the second song on the video is called Storm 2, and the choreography is fantastic. It's such an artistic video. Mm. It's sort of such a simple idea, but it's super effective, quite emotional.
Yeah.
And I was really moved by it. And the two pieces together are quite moving because you've got the crazy young guys. And then in the second video, it's quite different. Mm. I'll send it to you so you can see what I mean. And it's, I haven't been moved by a video for quite a long time like that.
Yeah, I think that's as well the thing, isn't it? Is behind every performance is emotion and experience and kind of this expression that evokes emotion from you.
Yes.
But I'm like you, as soon as I know that a robot generated it,
it's dead, right?
Yeah, I feel nothing.
Yeah, it's emotionless. It's like, even if when you first heard it, you thought, wow, this is really beautiful.
Yes.
If someone says it's AI, you're like, it has lost all meaning.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the sound of it, you know, aesthetic, it's like talking to a really beautiful person and they're like really, really, really boring.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, what a gorgeous person. They start speaking. You're like, oh, no. Yeah, I thought you were gorgeous, but actually.
Nowadays, creativity is just at its height, isn't it?
Right.
It's so exciting. Kind of artists are constantly coming up with new concepts because it's, you know, the bar is constantly rising. Yeah.
But I have to say, it has made, the good thing about AI is it has made me view all human created art and music as special.
Yeah.
So even when I hear like a really terrible band, I think, well, at least they're real people. Yes. This is kind of beautiful in its own way. Or if now I look at children's drawings, before I was like, look at that rubbish. And now I'm like, the humanity, you know.
I love it. Like taking something beautiful from, the monstrosity that is that AI.
I think that's what we have to do, really.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again, Sophie, for another great podcast. To all our listeners, thanks for listening. We'll put the article in the description. And also, if you're interested, the video that we've just been talking about as well. Please join our BritCent membership for the English-Korean transcripts. You'll get key expressions and you can find more details in the link below.
Lovely.
Good to see you, Sophie. See you again soon.
And you. Bye, Anna.
Bye.